We started in English.
我哋用英文嚟到開始交談啦。
And finally, we were continuing in Mandarin.
最後我哋就用國語嚟到繼續。
Well, you find there's nothing very strange about that.
當然啦，大家都唔會覺得好奇怪啊。
After all, he came from the United States.
佢咧係喺從美國嚟嘅。
So that he should speak English is not very surprising.
故此佢能夠講英文咧，就唔係好奇怪啦。
And then we went on to speak in Mandarin, which he spoke very well.
跟住咧，我哋咧就繼續咧用國語嚟到交談，佢都講得好好嘅。
So you say what's strange about that?
你話有乜咁奇怪啊？講國語？
Well, nothing except for the fact that he's a Jewish brother.
但奇怪嘅就係佢係一個猶太嘅人，猶太嘅弟兄嚟嘅。
Amazing, isn't it? That he could speak fluent Mandarin.
係咪奇怪啊？一個猶太嘅弟兄能夠講好流利嘅國語。
In fact, he was the one who switched from English to Mandarin.
而實際上係佢咧主動嘅從講開英文轉去國語。
I thought, wow, what a challenge to many of us.
我諗啊，對我哋當中好多人嚟講都係一個好大嘅挑戰啊。
So I asked him, I said, how come you speak such good Mandarin? How long have you been learning Mandarin?
我問佢啊，點解你講得咁好國語啊？你究竟學咗幾耐㗎？
He said 14 years.
佢話學咗14年。
And actually, he studied at 中華神學院 in Taipei.
實際上咧，佢係喺台北嘅中華神學院嚟到去學國語嘅，讀書嘅。
It's good enough even to study in the seminary.
實際上佢中文嚟講咧，可以好到咧，係能夠喺神學院裏邊受教育嘅。
So I'm hoping to invite him to come to church. To our church one of these. He's serving as an assistant in another church in Hong Kong.
咁佢咧就而家咧喺香港嘅另外一間教會咧嚟到係幫緊手嘅，我想咧邀請佢咧嚟我哋嘅教會啊。
He will finish his 1 year service in that church by next month.
佢喺下個月咧就結束咗佢喺嗰間教會一年嘅侍奉。
And then he hopes to stay in Hong Kong another 1 or 2 months.
佢希望咧香港再留多一兩個月添啦。
And then he will go back to the United States.
之後咧佢就會翻美國。
So I said, what are you going to do when you go back to the United States?
我問佢你翻美國會打算做乜啊？
He said, "I will serve in a Chinese church."
佢話我會喺一間中國嘅教會裏邊嚟到服侍嘅。
So I said, "Which Chinese church do you think you'll serve in?"
我問佢你會想喺邊間中國教會服侍咧
？Well, he said there are two possibilities.
佢話有兩個可能性。
One is in California.
一個咧就喺加利福尼亞州。
The other is in New Jersey.
另外一個咧就喺新澤西州。
I said, "Which church in New Jersey?"
我問佢喺新澤西邊一個教會啊
？Oh, he says the church in Rutgers. Rutgers University.
喺 Rutgers 呢個大學嘅地方。
I said, oh, so that is Pastor Xu's church.
我哋知道咧，呢個咧就係咧啊，舒嗱牧師個嘅教會嚟嘅。
He said, indeed, that's Pastor Xu's church.
啊，呀，實際上就係許牧師個教會。
Many of you who are from Montreal will know Pastor Xu very well.
我哋當中如果係從本地學翻嚟咧，就會認識許牧師啊。
Especially those of you from the third team.
特別係啊，第三隊嘅同工啦。
Since Pastor Xu came to our church for 1 week, I think even Brother Jeffrey was there at the time.
因為咧，許牧師咧曾經嚟我哋教會一星期嘅時間，Brother Jeffrey 都喺嗰個時候喺度嘅。
And he trained with the lay training team.
佢亦都參加嗰度嘅訓練嘅。
For 1 week.
係參加一星期嘅訓練咧。
So now he keeps claiming that he belongs to the lay training team.
咁而家佢仲不斷的話咧，佢係屬於嗰個嘅訓練組嘅一員嚟嘅。
Very humble pastor, truly.
一位好謙卑嘅牧師嚟嘅。
And this Jewish brother said that he knows Pastor Xu because they both studied at Rutgers University.
因為咧呢位嘅猶太嘅牧師咧，猶太人咧弟兄咧就話咧，佢認識許牧師，因為佢哋嗰陣時咧一齊咧喺嗰度嚟到去一齊學習嘅。
But then he said, maybe I will not go to New Jersey.
但係佢話咧，或者我都唔會新澤西都未頂。
So I said why?
我問點解咧
？He said because he had been asked to serve with the English section of the church.
因為咧嗰間教會邀請佢嘅時候咧，就係邀請佢咧去喺嗰間教會嘅英文部嗰邊嚟到去服侍。
He said I don't want to work in the English section.
佢話我唔係想喺英文部嗰邊服侍嘅。
I want to work in the Chinese section.
佢話我想喺中國人嗰邊嚟服侍。
He only wants to speak Chinese.
佢就係想講中文。
Oh, that's really a challenge.
真係對我哋嚟講係一個挑戰啊。
Today we are talking about drawing near to. I just appreciate this beautiful cover.
我非常之欣賞咧喺營手冊上面嗰個嘅封面。
Especially these beautiful words and the beautiful picture of the lamb here.
咁美麗嘅嗰幅嘅圖畫啦，同埋嗰啲嘅字句啊。
The lamb is lying on the heart or in the bosom of the shepherd.
個圖畫嗰度描寫到咧，嗰只羊咧喺嗰個嘅牧人嘅懷中咧嚟到安詳嘅瞓喺度。
And we want to look at the principles.The spiritual principles by which we can draw near and be near to the heart of God.
我哋咧就係今日想睇一啲屬靈嘅原則，就係藉住呢啲屬靈原則，我哋真係可以親近到神嘅心。
Now to be near the heart of anyone, one must be able to communicate.
嗱，要親近任何一個人嘅心懷咧，我哋需要同佢有溝通嘅。
We have immediately a problem to be near to one another when we don't speak the same language. You found, I'm sure.
特別譬如我哋大家傾偈嘅時候，大家唔講同一嘅語言嘅時候咧，即刻你發覺咧，好難去互相嘅深交。
And that's why I was talking about this Jewish brother.
故此我就講呢位猶太嘅弟兄。
God has done such a work in his heart that he longs to communicate with the Chinese people.
因為神喺佢心裏邊做咗咁大嘅工作，就喺佢心裏邊咧，好渴望同中國嘅人嚟到去相交。
He is willing to spend 14 years to learn Chinese.
佢願意花咗14年嘅時間嚟到學中文
，so he can communicate the love of Christ to the Chinese people.
以至到佢可以咧將神嘅愛咧向中國人嚟到宣揚。
Because he knows how can we draw near to one another when we don't even speak the same language.
因為佢知道啊，如果我哋都唔講同一嘅語言，我哋點可以互相親近
？I think God's grace and God's love is amazing.
啊，我睇到神嘅慈愛、神嘅恩典係好奇妙。
Why should a Jewish brother who graduates from a well-known university in America want to communicate with Chinese people? What for? He can go and get his own job and make a good living, right? Come to the Far East for?
點解一個猶太人喺美國一間咁出名嘅大學裏邊讀咗咁多書，佢可以去揾好多嘅錢去做好多嘅嘢？點解佢要嚟到遠東呢邊嚟到想同中國人有相交咧
？You have no explanation except that God put that love in his heart.
你冇其他嘅解釋，除非就係神將佢嘅愛擺喺呢個人嘅心裏邊。
And he wants to communicate with the Chinese people.
而佢係想同中國人嚟到去溝通。
Does God's love move you in this way to draw near?
神嘅愛啊，有冇喺你心裏邊做同樣嘅工作，令你想去親近其他嘅人
？I told you, sir, I started the conversation with him in English.
我同佢頭先同大家講啦，我開始嘅時候同佢用英文嚟到交談。
And he was the one to change to Mandarin.
而就係佢主動嘅將佢咧個交談咧係內容咧轉去講啊轉去國語。
He was impatient to get to Chinese.
嚇，佢係咧非常之唔能夠等啊，去咧同中國人嚟到傾談。
He feels that though we can communicate in English, maybe even closer, heart to heart in Chinese.
佢話咧，雖然我哋英文交談都可以相通啦，但係咧可能用中文會更加嚟得咧係深交一啲。
And in this 1 year he's in Hong Kong, he's also learning Cantonese too.
咁呢一年佢喺香港咧，佢仲連廣東話都學埋添。
I dare not speak to him in Cantonese. His Cantonese may be better than mine.
我就唔敢用廣東話同佢傾啦，佢廣東話肯定會好過我啦。
So, but what about God and our communication with God?
咁我哋同神嗰個溝通又點咧
？Do you feel that you are communicating with Him?
你覺唔覺得你係同神有個溝通
？Do you have a problem of language with Him?
你有冇同神之間有一個嘅語言嘅問題咧
？God.Learn to speak the human language.
神啊，願意學習嚟到講人嘅語言。
Jesus came into the world, 道成肉身 became a man in order to be able to understand us perfectly as a man.
主耶穌道成肉身，成為人咁樣嘅樣，嚟到學人嘅語言，以至到咧可以同人嚟到溝通。
When we speak about drawing near to the heart of God, we must understand He took the first step.
當我哋講靠近神嘅懷中嘅時候，我哋要記住就係咧，神咧係開始咗行呢第一步。
This means that He is more anxious to draw near to us than we are to draw near to Him。
即係話佢更加願意咧去咧親近我哋，多過我哋咧係咁願意去親近佢。
That means most of our problem has been dealt with already at that point。
即係話我哋好多嘅問題咧喺嗰度咧已經解決。
There's some people you try to draw near to them and they keep drawing away from you。
因為好多人咧，譬如你想去親近佢嘅時候，佢不斷嘅避開你嘅。
There's some who literally you walk closer to them and they step further back.
有啲人實際咧，你行近啲嘅時候，佢即刻嗱縮喺後邊。
It's almost like a race. Soon at the end, you're running after them to draw near.
差唔多好似賽跑咁啊！到最後嘅時候，你要追住佢。
It's something that they want to keep a distance from you.
就係佢哋想同你保持一定嘅距離。
Maybe they're not sure who you are.
可能佢哋咧唔曉得你係邊個。
Or they think maybe you want to get something from them.
或者諗咧，你想佔佢便宜。
Or maybe they want to convert you want to convert them.
或者諗住咧啊，你家咧上嚟咧嚇勸服我信教啦。
It's a great disadvantage of being a pastor sometimes.
好多時咧，即係做一個牧師咧都有佢嘅困難。
They're very scared of you.
佢哋好怕嚟咧同你傾偈。
Maybe you're going to grab them and convert them, hammer the Bible into them.
可能你咧要攆住佢啊，要信下信下咁樣。
So when the pastor comes near, they're all going further away.
當個牧師行嘅時候咧，即刻咧轉身離開啦。
I think God has that problem too.
可能神都有同樣咁嘅問題啦。
He tries to draw near to us, and we are drawing away from Him.
佢想親近我哋嘅時候，我哋咧即刻退縮。
Somebody said, "Yeah, I'm really afraid to talk to you."
有啲人同我講曾經咁講過話，我真係好怕同你傾偈啊。
I said, "Why do I look like I'm a man eater?"
我話我點解啊？唔通我會食人啊
？No, they said, "Because somehow you are very holy."
佢話唔知點解好似你覺得好聖潔咁嘅。
Maybe that's our problem.
佢可能呢個係我哋嘅困難。
We are afraid of God because we are afraid of His holiness.
就係我哋好怕神，就係我哋怕佢嘅聖潔。
If at my lowly level, people are already afraid of holiness, then what shall we do with a holy God?
如果喺我一個咁差嘅層面咧，人哋已經係怕呢種咁嘅聖潔。如果同神嘅時候，點搞啊？
So we have also to overcome that.
所以我哋都需要咧去跨越呢一個難阻。
But our problem of communication with God is not a language problem, is it?
而我哋同神之間嘅溝通嘅問題，唔係一個語言嘅問題啊。
Our problem of communicating with Him is on the level of understanding.
我哋同佢溝通嘅困難咧，就係喺嗰個瞭解明白嗰方面。
Now, a lot of people speak the same language.
有好多人都講同一嘅語言咧。
Maybe you have English in common.
或者大家咧可以啊，用英文交談。
Or maybe in Cantonese.
或者用廣東話交談。
Or maybe in Mandarin.
或甚至用啊國語交談。
In fact, some of us can communicate in several languages.
啊，我哋當中可能有啲人咧，甚至用幾種語言都得。
But in fact, we don't communicate at all.
但係我哋實際上唔能夠溝通到。
So even if the person sitting next to you speaks as good Cantonese as you do.
可能坐你隔離嗰個能夠同你咧講同樣咁流利嘅廣東話。
So you say no language problem.
你話冇啊，冇言語問題。
But maybe through all this camp, you never talked to the person.
但係從來喺呢個營裏邊，你有冇同佢傾過偈咧
？So what is the problem? It's not a language problem.
咁如果唔係語言嘅問題，問題喺邊度
？The problem often is in the area of knowing one another, understanding one another.
個問題往往就係喺大家互相嘅瞭解、認識嗰方面。
We must take a first step to break that this problem of knowing one another, understanding one another.
我哋要用一啲嘅力咧嚟到去跨越呢個障礙，去明白瞭解對方。
Now this is exactly the situation with God.
嗱，呢個亦都係咧，我哋同神之間嗰個溝通嘅問題。
We realize that we don't work in the same thought world as God does.
我哋知道咧，我哋同神嗰個嘅思想、心態啊，嗰啲都係好唔同。
We don't know exactly how does He think.
我哋唔知道神點諗嘢嘅咧。
And so we dare not communicate with Him. We don't even know whether we can get through on this level of understanding.
故此咧，我哋咧就唔敢同佢溝通，因為我哋都唔知明唔明到佢嘅。
So let's come to the first vital principle of communicating with God。
所以我哋去到呢一個咧，第一個關於溝通同神溝通嘅最重要嘅原則。
And I want to speak particularly to those of you who are not Christians。
我特別係想同大家當中嘅唔係基督徒嘅嚟到講。
In this first point。
喺呢一第一點嗰方面。
But it also applies unfortunately to a lot of Christians。
啊，當然不幸地咧，呢一點咧同樣都係咧，其他好多基督徒咧都需要學嘅。
Let us read Romans chapter 8, verse 8.
我哋一齐嚟到打开圣经罗马书，罗马书喺新约嘅罗马书第八章第八节。
To see this first principle.
系睇呢一个咁重要嘅第一个原则。
Ask Brother Mark to read it for us.
罗马书第八章同埋第八节。而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
This verse is very easy to remember. Romans 8:8.
啊，呢一节咧好容易明，好容易记得啦。罗马书第八章八节。
But it tells us a vital principle.
但佢话俾我哋听一个好重要嘅原则。
Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
就系嗰啲系属于肉体嘅人，唔能够得到神嘅喜欢。
Now, if you cannot please God, if God is not pleased with you, how can He communicate with you? How can you communicate with Him?
嗱，如果神咧係唔喜歡你嘅時候，你點樣同佢傾偈？佢點樣同你傾偈
？That's easy to understand. If you have a bad relationship with somebody, you are not pleased with one another. All conversation breaks down. You may speak perfect Cantonese to one another, but you have nothing to say to each other.
嗱，呢個容好容易明白啊！大家講同一好流利嘅廣東話，但係彼此之間咧有問題嘅時候咧，你冇法子可以溝通到嘅。
So in order to be pleasing to God, we have to be not in the flesh.
所以咧要得到神嘅喜歡，我哋就要咧唔屬於肉體。
That means we have to be in the spirit.
即係話唔屬於肉體咧，我哋就要屬於靈啦。
Now the question is, we have come to this camp to draw near to God.
啊，我哋咧嚟到呢個營咧，係想咧去親近神嘅懷中。
And if you have not dealt with this first problem, that is, if you are not in the spirit, there's no way you're going to communicate with God.
如果你冇解決呢一個第一個問題，你唔係喺靈裏邊，你係仍然屬於肉體嘅話，你點樣同神溝通
？What does it mean to be in the spirit?
喺靈裏邊係咩意思咧？
The next verse tells us, verse 9.
第二節咧，跟住嗰節咧，第九節咧，就話俾我哋聽喺靈裏邊係咩意思啦。
So we ask Brother Mark to read again.
第九節係話，如果神的靈住在你們心裏，你們就不屬肉體，乃屬聖靈了。人若沒有基督的靈，就不是屬基督的。
Now, the Bible tells us what it means to be in the spirit and not in the flesh. Not in the flesh.
圣经呢，同样话俾我哋听啊，唔喺灵里边，唔喺肉体里边，喺灵里边，系咩意思？
Moses, I'm not trying to say something very difficult to understand. It's very simple what I want to tell you.
嗱，唔好担心，我唔系讲一啲好深奥嘅嘢，系好容易明白嘅啫。
To be in the spirit simply means that God's spirit lives in you.
属于圣灵系咩意思咧？就即系话神嘅圣灵住喺你里边。
Oh, you said it's easy. That sounds very complicated.
你话好容易明，睇嚟好复杂喎。
No, very simple.
好简单嘅啫。
The next verse, in that same verse, it goes on to tell you, to tell us this, that if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you don't belong to Christ.
因为跟住落嚟嘅头先第九节咧，我哋睇到嗰度话，如果冇基督嘅灵啊，你就唔属于基督嘅。
That means to say, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not even a Christian.
即系话，如果你冇圣灵嘅话，你根本上都唔系基督徒。
Or put in another way, Paul is saying every true Christian has been given the Holy Spirit.
即系阿保罗喺呢度嘅意思就系话，每一个真正嘅基督徒啊，系领受咗神所赐嘅圣灵。
That means when you yielded your life to Christ.
即系话，你将你嘅生命完全嚟到交俾基督嘅时候。
Like some of the dear people who are going to be baptized today.
例如咧，我哋当中有啲人咧，今日咧会接受呢个浸礼。
They have opened their hearts, committed their hearts to Christ.
佢哋将佢哋嘅心嚟到打开，嚟到交俾基督。
They have committed their whole life to Christ.
佢哋将佢哋整个嘅生命都交俾基督。
In return, when you commit your whole life to Christ, God commits, gives His Holy Spirit to you.
同埋咧，你将你嘅生命交俾基督嘅时候咧，神咧又将佢自己嘅圣灵俾你。
And when He gives you the Holy Spirit is living in you.
当神将佢嘅圣灵交俾你嘅时候，圣灵就住喺你嘅心里边。
That's why the Bible says you, your body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
故此圣经话你嘅身体啊，就系圣灵所居住嘅殿。
If you are a true Christian,
如果你系一个真基督徒先算啦。
Oh, there are many Christians who don't have the Spirit living in them, unfortunately.
最不幸嘅咧就系有好多基督徒都冇圣灵喺佢哋里边嚟到居住。
Why? Because there's a problem of their relationship with God.
因为系一个同神之间嘅问题。
They have not repented of their sins in the past.
佢哋系冇向佢哋以往嘅罪嚟到悔改。
They have not totally committed their life to Christ.
佢哋亦都冇完全嘅将佢哋嘅生命嚟到交俾基督。
In fact, in many churches, this matter of being totally committed to Christ is not even emphasized.
而实际上有好多教会啊，根本上唔注重呢一种将自己嘅生命完全交俾基督嘅教训。
You are just told to believe in Jesus, but nobody quite knows what that means to believe in Jesus.
好多人都系咁话咧，你要信耶稣，信耶稣，但系冇人知信耶稣究竟系咩意思。
Now in the Bible, to believe in Jesus means one translation completely committed to Christ.
喺圣经里边啊，信耶稣嘅意思就系话你将你嘅生命完全嘅嚟到去交俾佢。
This I have expounded elsewhere in other messages. I will not go into in detail now.
咁呢一点咧，我喺其他嘅信息里边提及，而家咧我就唔详细讲。
We are talking about drawing near to God.
我哋系讲及过去亲近神。
But you will find that many Christians don't know even how to draw near. They find that prayer is like talking to the wall.
有好多基督徒啊，根本上唔识点样亲近神，佢哋觉得咧祷告就好似咧向墙讲说话一样。
Have you got that experience?
你有冇咁嘅经过？
And after a while, it becomes very tiring to talk to the wall.
同墙倾偈倾咗一轮之后，你会发现好攰啊。
I mean, if you speak loud enough, your echo comes back. You end up talking with yourself, is it?
如果你够大声嘅话咧，当然个墙就反弹翻你啲声音过嚟，你好似同自己讲嘢啦。So
in the end, some people ask me, is prayer talking to God or talking to oneself?
之后尾咧，有人咧话问我，究竟祷告真系同神倾偈啊，定还是自己自言自语？
Oh, there is some value to talk to yourself too. Yes.
当然啦，自己喺度同自己倾偈都有啲价值嘅。
That's sort of some called meditation, some sort of talking to oneself. But I guess we didn't come to this camp to talk to ourselves. We're already quite good at that one.
睇嚟呢方面我哋已经非常之熟习啦，就唔需要咧入呢个营里边嚟到学习呢一样嘢。
We want to talk with God.
我哋系想同神倾偈啊。Even
better if we can listen to what God has to say.
更好嘅就系我哋如果去听到神讲啲咩嘢说话。And
many Christians are utterly frustrated.
有好多基督徒咧，已经系真系完全嘅绝望。
The answer is precisely this first principle.
个答案就喺呢度，呢个第一嘅原则。When
this kind of thing happens regularly, I say to this Christian, tell me this, tell me how you became a Christian.
好多时咧，如果有人有咁嘅问题嚟揾我嘅时候，我就会问佢：你话俾我听先，你当初点样成为一个基督徒嘅？I
have to go back into their spiritual history.
我要翻翻去佢哋属灵嘅历史里边。
To see if they have really made a commitment to God.
睇下佢哋有冇真系有呢个对神嘅委身。
And whether they have repented of their sins or whether they are still hiding some sin in their life.
佢哋有冇对佢哋嘅罪嚟到悔改，定还是仍然喺生命里边隐藏一啲嘅罪
？It is true, God is a holy God.
当然，神系一个圣洁嘅神。
And if you hide sin in your heart, the Bible says God will not hear you.
圣经话，如果你喺心里边嚟到隐藏罪恶，神会听你。
When we talk about the principles of drawing near to God,
我哋讲到亲近神嘅原则。
We can cover the whole Bible because everything is concerned with this matter.
我哋咧会咧可以睇到成本圣经咧都系讲关于呢方面嘅嘢嘅。
But today we can only deal with three major principles, and this is the first one.
今日我哋只能够集中讲三个重要嘅原则，呢个就系第一个。
This is a foundational one.
呢个就系最基本嗰个。
If you still cannot get through to God,
如果你仍然唔能够同神接触到。
If you still feel that prayer is like talking to the wall,
如果你仍然觉得祷告就好似同墙倾偈一样。
And when you hear other people sharing, "Oh, God is so real to me," you're scratching your head and said, "Who is he?"
当你咧听到其他人分享，哇，神对于我嚟讲系咁真实，你话啊呢啲人咧，究竟即系点解咧
？Then you got to come back to this question: Have I truly received the Spirit of God?
你就翻翻嚟呢个重要嘅问题，你我自己有冇接受到神嘅圣灵咧？
Now the Spirit is called the Holy Spirit.
圣灵系叫做圣洁嘅灵。
That's why I say without repentance, without clearing away the past, which is all what these dear ones who are going to be baptized today are doing.
故此咧，我系话，如果你唔系将你以往嘅完全嘅嚟到解决咗、清理咗，就正如我哋今日咧要接受浸礼嗰啲弟兄嚟到会做嘅。
Then how is the Holy Spirit going to come into your life?
你唔系咁做嘅时候，圣灵点可以进入你生命里边
咧 ？But when you have utterly repented, now.When you have utterly repented of your sins and cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus,
如果你系真系绝对嘅同以往嘅罪已经悔改咗过嚟啦，完全嘅嚟到咧，被基督嚟到洗净你嘅罪。
Especially His precious blood has to cleanse you.
特别咧系基督嘅宝血咧，要去洗净你。
You have that sense of being freed from all your sins.
你会感觉到你从你以往所有嘅罪里边咧，完全得到释放出嚟。
Just like yesterday, we were sharing the sense of freedom. I think Brother Lee was saying, "I changed of clothing. I pick up all the clothing."
就正如咧，李弟兄曾经分享过啦，啊，除晒所有啲衫，得到嗰种嘅解脱，嗰种嘅释放。
And then let the Holy Spirit come into your life.
咁就咧，让圣灵进入去你里边。
Then you begin to find that walking with God is a new experience.
咁你就会发现咧，同神嚟到一起生活、一起行咧，系一个好新嘅经验。
Even these few days when I'm walking up.Where I stay in the camp.
就算系呢几日啦，我一路咁行啦，行呢条路啦，去我住嘅嗰间屋嗰度啦。
So wonderful, the presence of the Lord, walking with the Lord.
系咁奇妙嘅件事，系神嘅同在与我喺埋一齐。
It's something that you can't explain. You can't unless someone experiences it. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
嗱呢啲咧就系咧，除非嗰个人自己经历过，如果唔系，佢真系好难明你究竟讲啲乜嘢。
It is just so wonderful.
真系咁奇妙嘅事。
Now.Our time, because of we have to translate, will be very short, so I cannot deal very long with each point.
因为我哋要翻译嘅缘故咧，故此每一点咧，我哋都唔能够咧好详细嘅讲。
But one more word to the non-Christian in this area.
嗱喺呢方面咧，我再讲一件事，系特别咧去对嗱嗰啲非基督徒咧嚟到讲嘅。
Although in the same way, I'm speaking those who are 挂名基督徒 ，that is, they have a name of being a Christian, but really don't experience God at all.
当然亦都系同样同嗰啲挂名嘅基督徒，系有个基督徒嘅名字，但系冇经历神嘅嗰啲基督徒嚟讲。
If you are not a Christian.It is no use trying to ask God for this and that because you are not going to get an answer from Him.
如果你唔系一个真正基督徒嘅话，你冇需要咧喺度问神攞呢样攞嗰样，因为神唔会听你嘅。
You must understand the mind of God in this matter.
你一定要喺呢件事上边咧，明白到神嘅心意系点样。
That when you are in the flesh, that is, you live under the control of your carnal, your fleshly feelings.
即系话你系仍然属于肉体嘅，个意思咧就系话咧，你仍然咧系喺你自己嘅身体啊、肉体里边嗰啲嘅感情啊、嗜好啊嗰啲嚟到控制住。
It is no use asking God for this and that because He is not pleased with you. It says here, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
咁你唔需要咧问神攞啲乜嘢啦，因为呢度讲啊嘛，神唔喜欢你。
So some non-Christian says to me, "Yes, yes, I've tried praying. I asked God to help me pass my exam."
有啲啊，啲基督徒咧就话啊，我都试过啦，我都试过咧问求神咧系帮助我咧去考试合格。
And I ask God for this and that and the other thing。
我话求神咧帮我呢样嗰样。
It's no use to say afterwards, "Well, God didn't hear me." Of course, He wouldn't hear you。
你唔可以咧事后咧话，神都冇听我嘅，当然咧神系唔听你嘅。
And then afterwards to say, "Well, you see, I tried praying and God is not real. It's utter mockery. You don't understand the principles of the spiritual life."
咁你之后咧就话：哎呀，我都冇意思嘅祷告，祈祷咗之后神都唔听我嘅，系因为你唔明白属灵嘅原则。
Even somebody said, "Yes, my mother was sick. I prayed that she wouldn't die, and she died, so I don't believe in God."
故此有啲人亦都话：啊，我妈妈咧系病嘅时候，我为佢祈祷，但系咧祈完祷之后佢都系死咗，故此我唔信神啦。
You're not a Christian. Why is God going to hear your prayer?
因為你都唔係一個基督徒，咁神點會聽你嘅祈禱咧？
And by Christian, I'm not talking about the nominal Christian. I'm talking about someone in whom the Spirit of God lives.
而我話係基督徒嘅時候，我唔係話一個咧掛名嘅基督徒，而係喺嗰啲人身上咧聖靈係居住緊嘅。
Someone who has got their relationship with God right. First that, and then all the other things.
就係呢個第一點，佢同埋神之間嗰個嘅關係啊係良好嘅，呢個係第一點。
And the same reason, there are some nominal Christians. They pray for a time. They said, I asked God for this and that. God didn't answer me, so I quit.
所以好似好多掛名基督徒都係㗎，我禱告咗好耐啦，話問神呢樣問神嗰樣都冇答案嘅，所以我唔制啦。
The worst thing are these nominal Christians。
而最可怖嘅咧就係呢啲嘅掛名基督徒。
Because people say even the Christians confess that God didn't answer their prayer。
就係因為其他人睇到話啲基督徒都話神唔聽佢哋祈禱。
The non-Christian has no way to tell that this guy is not a real Christian。
因為嗰啲非基督徒啊冇法子可以知道呢個係咪真基督徒嚟㗎嘛。
And so they cause the most damage。
故此呢啲人咧造成最大嘅傷害。
So I beg of you to understand this matter very clearly.
我求你哋咧真系明白呢件事。
That first, you must get right with God.
就系咧，你同神之间嘅关系一定要咧搞清楚、搞好佢。
So the only prayer you can pray as a non-Christian or as a nominal Christian.
故此咧，如果你系一个非基督徒或者系一个挂名基督徒，你唯一能够祈祷嘅就系
is the prayer say, Lord, I repent of my sins.
就係你話主啊，我悔改曬我嘅罪啦。
I ask you to cleanse me with your blood。
我求你用你嘅血嚟到潔淨我。
I ask you to become Lord and King of my life。
我亦都求你係成為我生命嘅主嘅王。
This is those who are going to be baptized today will do。
就係咧，今日要去接受浸禮嗰啲人咧，佢哋會咁樣做。
And then they will receive the Holy Spirit。
咁佢哋就會接受神嘅聖靈。
They will receive new life。
佢哋就會接受新嘅生命。
That's the first step to drawing near to God。
呢個就係咧親近神嘅第一步。
Let's move to the second step.
我哋繼續睇第二步。
For this, we can look at Luke chapter 11.
咁我哋咧可以揭去路加福音嘅第十一章。
Now, in this passage, the disciples come to the Lord Jesus and ask him to teach them to pray.
喺呢度咧，嗰啲門徒咧係咧嚟到咧揾主耶穌，就求主耶穌咧教佢哋祈禱喎。
And the Lord answers their request by teaching them what is called the Lord's Prayer.
咁主咧就係、是、答覆佢哋嗰個嘅要求，就教佢哋祈禱，就係點咧？佢用咧我哋所講嘅主禱文啊嚟到教佢哋祈禱。
I just asked Brother Mark to read for us the first verse。
我哋咧只係睇咧十一章嘅第一節。耶穌在一個地方禱告，禱告完了，有個門徒對他說：求主教導我們禱告，像約翰教導他的門徒。
And then follows the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. I think most of you, even as non-Christians, will be familiar with this prayer.
咁跟住咧，主耶穌咧就係講呢個主禱文，可能你當中甚至係非基督徒咧都明白，都聽過啦。
Now this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, I learned when I was a very small boy.
當我咧係個好細嘅細路仔嘅時候咧，已經學呢個主禱文。
Why? Because I went to Catholic school as a little boy.
因為咧，我係好細嘅時候咧去咧參加天主教學校。
And one of the only things about Christianity I learned in the Catholic school was the Lord's Prayer.
咁咧，當我喺嗰度咧學到唯一咧係關於基督教嘅咧，就係咧呢個主禱文。
So often when I didn't know how to pray or what to pray, I just kept repeating the Lord's Prayer.
我唔識點樣祈禱咧，故此咧就不斷嘅重複呢個主禱文。
Just like many Catholics, they pray it once and two times, three times, and then keep repeating.
好似好多嘅天主教徒一樣咧，佢哋咧就重複又重複咁嚟到講。
The problem with that is that I really did not understand this prayer.
個問題就係咧，我真係唔明呢個禱告。
Now look at this prayer, and something seems to be remarkable about it.
你睇下呢個嘅祈禱文咧，有啲好奇怪嘅事情嘅。
The disciples said to the Lord Jesus, "Teach us to pray. Teach us how to pray."
嗱呢度咧係話啲門徒咧求主啊，教導我哋禱告。
If you ask that question, what kind of answer would you have expected to get?
嗱，如果你諗你問主呢個問題，你諗住佢會俾啲咩答案你啊
？Maybe some technique.
或者佢會話俾你聽一啲技巧
，maybe how to close your eyes，
或者係話俾你聽點樣嚟到閉上你眼睛。
Maybe the problem with our praying is we don't close our eyes in the right way。
啊，可能係啊，我因為咧冇噶，閉上眼睛閉上得合宜，故此咧唔掂。
Or maybe the problem was with our hands. We didn't put our hands in the right position。
或者我哋嘅手唔識得點樣擺先至正確。
You think maybe those holy people have some reason they put their hands like this? Maybe it's more effective like this。
或者佢哋咧啲嚇好聖潔嘅人咧手咁樣擺咧就會祈禱有效得多。
So you look in the Bible and it says, close your eyes. And then the Lord Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven and began to pray. You say, hey, the Lord Jesus doesn't do it quite right. He didn't close his eyes when he prayed.
如果你以為咧，是啊，祈禱咧閉上你眼睛，你發現咧聖經裏邊講話咧，主耶穌咧係舉目望天嚟到祈禱。你話哎呀奇怪喎，真係咧，佢唔啱啊，佢做錯咗啦。
How come that Father listens to him when he doesn't seem to do the right thing.
點解啊？佢好似做得唔啱嘅時候，點解咧？天父都聽佢禱告咧？
And doesn't say, and he put his hands together and prayed. We also don't find that.
你又冇話咧？佢將佢手擺埋一齊嚟到禱告，冇咁講啊。
So, we thought we'd get some technique, maybe how to meditate.
我諗我哋啊，應該得一啲嘅技巧嘅教導啊嘛，可能或者教我哋點樣去默想啊。
My problem when I pray is problem of concentration, as you might imagine.
我嘅問題咧，可能喺禱告當中咧，就係咧集中嘅問題。
It takes powerful mental concentration.
要好大好大嘅集中嘅力量。
So we have to get training in concentration.
好似我哋要訓練我哋嘅集中力。
So maybe the way to learn to pray is to fix your mind in one spot on the wall.
可能咧，你學禱告方法就係將你全個眼咧、全個心意咧擺喺牆上面一點裏邊集中。
So you put your concentration on that spot until you can see some smoke coming out.
你一路嘅完全嘅集中，集中以至到咧有煙喺度冒出嚟。
Then you can really have power to get through.
咁你咧就有禱告嘅能力咧嚟到突破啦。
Or maybe the problem is because when I pray, I was not kneeling down in the correct position.
或者我禱告嘅問題咧，就係咧，我冇跪得正確啊。
The problem is when I'm praying kneeling down, especially this kind of floor, my knees, so painful.
特別咧喺依啲咁嘅地板裏邊跪低一陣間嘅時候咧，好痛啊。
So after a few minutes, I say, "Excuse me, Lord, my knees cannot cope with this."
可能啊幾分鐘之後，你話對唔住啊，主，我已經頂唔順。
So I get up and I put a pillow down on the floor.
我起身啦，攞個嘅枕頭咧剪剪先。
Oh, this one is better.
今次好多啦。
And then after 5 minutes, my back, back is so tight.
5分鐘之後咧，條腰又痛啦。
How can I pray like this?
咁樣點樣可以祈禱啊？
Oh, praying is very complicated.
禱告真係複雜啦。
I thought it was so easy, he said.
我以為好容易嘅啫。
So when the Lord asked, Lord, teach us how to pray, isn't that you might expect some lessons on concentration, on how to put yourself in the right position, and so on?
嗱，如果有啲門徒問主點樣禱告啊，咁你會唔會諗啊？主梗係教依啲嘅方法、依啲技巧，點樣集中啊？點樣跪啊？嗰啲姿態啊咁。
Instead, the Lord tells them some words to pray.
但係咧，主又話俾佢哋聽一啲嘅説話，點樣祈禱嗰啲説話。
And so we think, oh, so that's the way to do it. So like me, we repeat the prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, like in heaven. Very fast, too fast, this one.
故此我哋諗梗係咧照讀啦，在天我等父者啊，我哋唔在天等父啊，咁一路讀落去。
So next time, slower.
太快唔好，慢啲，慢啲。
I don't feel I'm very near to the Lord yet.
但係念咗好多次都唔覺得我真係好親近神喎。
Okay, louder this time.
我諗大聲啲啦。
So it doesn't help much.
大聲啲都唔得。
Maybe God doesn't like me to shout, so I speak very softly this time.
或者神唔中意大聲，今次我好温柔咁。
Still doesn't work.
都唔得喎。
So maybe that's why some Catholic friends they use the rosary count 1-2. Maybe you pray 50 times, it works better. Only 25 times, not so good.
故此咧，啲天主教徒咧就用念珠啦，玫瑰经嘅念珠一路咁数落去啊，念五十次就可能好啲，廿五次少咧就唔够。
But if you have tried all of this as I have tried, doesn't work.
嗱，如果你尝试晒所有呢一切咧，好似我尝试过晒一样咧，唔掂。
By this time, quite desperate, don't know what to do.
已经好绝望啊，都唔知点做。
What is the Lord teaching his disciples here?
主喺度教佢啲门徒做乜咧？
The Lord is saying that prayer has nothing to do with a technique.
主系话俾佢哋听啊，祷告同你嘅技巧冇关系。
Not even a technique of concentration, not even that.
亦都唔系啊，你嗰个集中嗰个技巧问题啊。
Some people even suggest maybe one way to improve prayer is breathing technique. Breathing.
可能有啲人咧就系提议咧啊，点样可以祷告进步咧？就系咧呼吸可以帮助祷告。
This is kind of spiritual 气功，
系一种嘅属灵嘅内功啊。
So you breathe deeply.
所以你好深好深嘅嚟到吸入。
Yeah, feels better already.
吸咗大深呼吸之后咧，真系个人都舒畅啲。
But feeling physically better doesn't mean I'm nearer to God. It doesn't help me too much this way.
但系身体舒畅啲嘅时候咧，唔系代表话你会接近神多一啲。
Now I'm sharing this with you because I'm sure that you know I'm not joking. That many Christians have tried all of this one way or another.
嗱，你知道我唔系讲紧笑嘅，虽然系讲咁多呢啲嘢，就因为基督徒咧尝试过千方百计想去接触神，
doesn't
work. 全部都唔掂。
What the Lord is teaching us here is very, very important.
主喺呢度教我哋嘅系好重要嘅。
Because He is telling us that to pray through to God is a matter of our attitude.
佢喺度话俾我哋听啊，要接触到神喺祷告里边接触到神，系在乎我哋嘅态度。
If you don't get your attitude right, you will never get through to God.
就系如果你嘅态度唔正确嘅话咧，你永远唔可以咧接触到神。
So it's nothing to do with whether you are trained in the technique of concentration.
故此唔係話你嗰個嘅集中嘅問題啊。
It also nothing to do with your physical position. It's nothing to do with it.
亦都唔係你身體嘅姿勢嘅問題。
What the Lord is telling us, and it took me so long finally to realize what the Lord was telling his disciples.
我需要咁长嘅时间，最后我终于先至明白主喺度教佢嘅门徒嘅系啲乜嘢。
We are here seven principles telling us how to get our attitude right with God。
呢度咧系有七个嘅原则，系教我哋啊点样将我哋同神之间个关系，我哋嘅态度啊系可以咧搞得正确。
And then this is the second step that we are talking about. The second step really is seven points in one。
而第二个点咧，我哋所提及咧，第二点里边又包含呢七个嘅小点。
He is not asking us just to repeat this prayer.
佢唔系要我哋系不断嘅重复呢个嘅经文。
Like so many Christians pitifully do, just keep repeating and repeating.
好似见好多基督徒咁，就系不断嘅重复嗰样嘢。
You don't have to repeat these exact words.
你唔需要咧重复呢度嗰啲字眼。
What you need to do is every sentence you check your attitude towards God.
就喺呢度嘅每一句啊，可以咧嚟俾你检查你对神嘅态度点样。
In Luke, you have the condensed version of the Lord's Prayer.
在路加福音这里就有主祷文的一个浓缩的版本。
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, you have the full version of it.
在马太福音第六章第九至到十三节，你有一个更加全面的版本。
First one, we covered very quickly because our time is short.
我们时间关系，所以我们要很快地来讲。
The Lord Jesus tells us in the first one to say, Our Father who is in heaven.
第一句主教我哋一个原则嘅就系咧，我哋讲我哋喺天上边嘅父。
First one, check your relationship to the Father.
第一点就系咧，去检查你同埋父亲嗰个关系。
Is can you truly say Father to God when you just don't just say mother Father with your mouth? Even keep your mouth shut and ask yourself, Can I really call God Father?
你可以檢查你呢個態度，唔係話你口裏邊講啊父親啊天父啊嗰啲，而係你檢查，你甚至唔需要出聲，你個心裏邊係咪真正能夠啊去稱呼天上面嘅神係為你嘅父親
？When you say father to him and you feel inside, no, I am not entitled to call him father. You have to stop already at this first point.
如果你係對神嚟到稱呼父親啊，你發覺你裏邊咧係有啲嘅難阻，你唔係配得上稱佢做父親嘅，你就喺嗰度要停止啦。
I was not even a Christian when I first prayed the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. He's not my father. How can I call him father? It's like I go to somebody else's daddy and say, Hello, daddy. How are you today? And you look at me. Are you talking to me?
當我好細個嘅時候，當我念呢個主禱文啊，天父啊，天父啊咁嘅時候，嗰陣時我都唔係基督徒，我。夠膽稱佢為天父，就等於我咧去人哋屋企啊，要叫住人哋個父親。哎呀，爸爸爸爸咁，人哋都話做咩？我唔識你。
We are not even aware of what we are saying with our mouth。
我哋都唔可以諗到啊，唔知道啊，我哋嘅口所講嘅係啲乜嘢。
That is why it says the attitude of heart. Check the attitude of heart。
故此我就係話，你要檢查你心裏邊嘅態度。
Or maybe he really is your father. You have committed your life to Christ. You have been baptized.You are really a true Christian.
或者有可能咧，你真系将你嘅生命完全交咗俾神啦，你真系一个基督徒啦。
But in that case, is your behavior today pleasing to your father?
但喺咁嘅情况之下，你亦都要问喺今日你自己嘅言行举止啊，系咪啊父亲所悦纳嘅咧
？How can you rush into other things in prayer when you have not yet got this matter straight with God?
如果你同神呢个关系都未搞清楚啊，咁你走去求其他啲嘢有乜用啊
？Let's say in the evening when I come to pray.
在这个黄昏的时候我现在来祈祷
了。Most Christians, they just talk to God.
很多基督徒就开始讲嘢了。
If it depends on the amount of talking, they would already have conquered heaven with their talk.
如果是在乎他们讲多少话的话，他们的说话已经可以天都摆不完。
If you want to draw near to God, talk less.
如果你想亲近神的话，讲少点说话。
The secret of deep prayer is almost total silence.
是一个很深入的祷告的秘密就是差不多是完全的静默的。
Because true prayer is an attitude of the heart.
因为真正的祷告是心里面的态度。
When your attitude of heart with God is right, one word of prayer is more powerful than 10,000 words spoken out of relationship with God.
如果你的心里面同神的态度是正确的话，一句说话已经比100,000句说话，当你的态度不正确的时候更加好了。
So,When in the evening I come to pray, and I remember, oh, I was very rude to Mark today.
当我咧，如果系嚟到祷告嘅时候咧，我记起啊，我今日咧对入某一个弟兄咧系非常之嘅冇礼貌。
Talking about Mark.
In whom should I refer to? Okay. 如果我发现啊，今日我咧系对马可弟兄系好粗暴嘅话。
Very accurate. So I cannot come in the evening to pray and just say, Father, thank you, it was a beautiful day, it was very nice today, you gave me very good food, the cooks in the camp are very good.
你不能够来到神面前，我感谢主啊，今天有好的天气，食饭食物又好。
No, not so fast.
不要快。
Father,
你开始要讲天父。
And see, the spirit is very sensitive. I wonder if you realize how sensitive the spirit is.
你要看看我们的灵啊，灵是非常非常敏感的。
If we only learn to hear and stop talking.
如果我们可以学听而不说。
So say Father and then be quiet and listen.
我们说天父啊，你就听。
Immediately say, oh yes, I was rude today.
你就立即呢就听到灵里面讲呢是说我今天很粗暴。
I did not honor my father.
我没有呢是尊重我的父亲。
I have dishonored your name, Lord.
我呢 是羞辱了你的名字啊，主。
You see, immediately you know the attitude is out of tune. Tune into God.
你立即發現你的態度不可以跟神有一個直接的溝通。
Some people's praying is like scattering confetti all in all directions and hope that one will land in God's lap.
有很多人去祈禱的時候就周圍這樣去亂散，希望其中有一些可以終於散到神那裡。
You'll never get there like this.
你不可以這樣去到神那裡。
I stress again the second principle. It has to do with attitude.
我再次強調第二個的原則，就是態度的原則。
I have expounded all these seven points of the Lord's Prayer in another place.
在其他的讲道里面，我已经详细讲过主祷文的七点。
I only want to stress here how it affects our attitude.
我今天特别就是想，就是这个主祷文怎样影响我们的态度问题。
Second, hallowed be your name.
第二点就是，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
This is the order in...